Whether most pagans were impressed by this event is another matter. Many earlier scholars have taken the opinions of Christian apologists, that is, authors who wrote defense of the Christian faith, at face value. That is, the seed of the the blood of the martyrs was the seed of the church. That for every martyr cut down in the arena, more Christians were created because of their stance. Well, the evidence seems to suggest that most pagans were not very impressed, that Christian martyrs were maybe a couple of dozen each time. They were humiliated. They were publicly jeered by the crowds, as far as we can tell. They were stripped of all their dignity and treated as outcasts. And they were usually nothing more than the intermission entertainment between these vast gladiatorial combats and the destruction of animals. And you're dealing with a Roman society that believed in the cult of the arena, the cult of blood, and the few records we have from pagan authors, especially from Galen, a physician from Pergamon writing in the 2nd century AD, indicate that most pagan intellectuals were unimpressed. Galen thinks that the Christians are just irrational to subject themselves and their wives and their children to the types of tortures and barbaric treatment in the arena. He's just bewildered by the way they act. And so in terms of impact, the martyrdoms, the persecutions, really had a lot more impact on the Christian community. It helped define the Christian community. It upheld certain traditions. It propelled the development of bishops, the development of canon. It probably explains also the great popularity of the apocalypse. For those martyrs going into the arena and being destroyed, that was a virtual mini-apocalypse in their mind. They were standing against Satan. If they ate those sacrificial meats at the sacrifices to the gods, they were convinced that demons were on that meat and would possess them and destroy them. Therefore, the Christian martyrs, while few in number, were hailed as the athletes, the heroes of this new Christian society. And they had an enormous impact on later Christians. We have a series of martyria, commemorations to martyrs, the collecting of the martyr bones. Some of them come from Asia Minor from the 3rd century AD. And the martyrs were remembered. The names of martyrs became names popular among later Christians. This is a tradition that goes back into the 2nd and 3rd century. And even though the martyrdoms and persecutions did not net the Christians large numbers, that's probably misunderstanding the importance of hierarchy in Roman and traditional society. What was important is the Christians had defined themselves, that they had created their own set of heroes, their own set of texts, their own organization. And the Christians who remained true to the faith really did know what they believed. So when an emperor finally converted in 312 AD, and this emperor would not gain control of Asia Minor until 12 years later, that emperor Constantine remained a Christian. There were bishops there to explain his faith, to assist him in the construction of this new imperial church. And the winning of that emperor was perhaps far more important than any numbers that had been converted before Constantine. So in this period of the 2nd and 3rd century, those churches in Asia Minor played a decisive role in creating the doctrines and the organization which would assist in making Christianity the dominant religious and cultural force in the Roman world.